And speaking of honors, well, we have in Wisconsin something called Opera for the Young, which is quite an organization, apparently, and is ready now to go on tour for not the first time, but for this particular summer. And I was sort of curious about what exactly it is and what they do. So we'll have a couple of minutes to find out, and then a sample of their work, too. And we have with us, among others, Diane Garten-Eady. And so, Opera for the Young.
Opera
what is
for
it?
The Young.
Is it just a Wisconsin phenomenon?
No, I'm so glad you asked that very question, Norman. We toured to approximately six states in the Midwest. This year, we've been to Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, and Indiana. We perform approximately 200 shows a year during the school year, starting in fall, then a winter-spring tour. And it's a 20-week tour, so about 10 shows a week.
Wow, that's a lot. Should I ask how old the young are in the opera for the young?
Yes, actually, the young are primarily in the audience. It's music for young audiences,
uh-huh.
Adapted operas. But we do have young participants in each opera. We have adapted the operas to include music and cameo performances, speaking roles for children. So each school has been prepared to perform with our professional artists on stage. And we supply them with very elaborate teaching materials that they can use as much as they want or as little as they want.
Quite a treat for them. Now, you have brought a specimen with you.
I brought a live uh-huh. representative of our target audience, kindergarten through fifth grade. It's my granddaughter, Stella.
Stella, okay. So, Stella, have you experienced these operas for the young before, or is this your first one?
Yeah, I've been through all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've learned a lot. Have you participated in any, or are you just as an audience member?
I have participated in many of them, yeah.
So are you kind of like hooked on opera now?
Yeah.
Is that how that works? I think that was the idea. And this opera that you're going to be performing this season?
Actually, it will be starting in the fall. We mm-hmm. just finished our opera, Elixir of Love.
You're right.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's a beauty. So Rusalka by Dvorak mm-hmm. will be starting in the fall in October.
All right. And then the director of, managing director of Opera for the Young is Sarah Frank, who just happens to be here and just happens to be a singer, too. So she's going to give us a couple of excerpts from Rusalka by Dvorak, the first of which is one of those songs that has really taken off 100 years after the fact. Has become
exactly.
very popular in the last 10, 15 years, the Song of the Moon. And this opera, you're going to be, as you mentioned, performing it in English, so we'll hear this Song of the Moon in English.
Yes, this has been made famous by Renee Fleming lately. It's having a reemergence, as you said. In this adaptation, it begins, "Moonlight now shines on the ocean shore." And during the overture of our show, the Rusalka saves a handsome prince from the clutches of an evil sea witch. The prince is a frequent visitor to the seashore, and he and the mermaid have glimpsed each other on several occasions. He decides to leap into the ocean to look for her. She rescues him, drags him to safety. A little while later, in this aria, our mermaid paints a picture of the moon illuminating her rapturous vision of love and her dream to become human to join the prince.
Absolutely. Here we go. Song of the Moon.
Oh, moonlight how I long for the man I saved. Mermaid dream, transform me truly. Oh, human mortal maid, mortal maid, oh, human mortal maid.
Moonlight Now Shines, or The Song of the Moon, from Dvorak's opera Rusalka, so different from so much else that he wrote, and it's part of the upcoming performances of that opera by Opera for the Young. That was Sarah Frank, who's the managing director of Opera for the Young here in Wisconsin. And you have one more?
We do.
Another short one from the opera, and this one less familiar, and it has a kind of a hanging ending, which we'll get to later, but what's Forsaken about?
The story has progressed to a very dramatic point. Rusalka begged the witch to make her human and agreed to a terrible bargain. The prince will be completely unable to hear her. And if the romance doesn't work out, Rusalka must return to the sea and serve the witch as her kelp maiden, a hideous seaweed slave. Things don't go well, and Rusalka is heartbroken.
It's a terrible job, kelp maiden.
Terrible.
Pays very badly
it's
for
terrible,
one thing.
Terrible, Norman.
And the working conditions, awful. So here we have Forsaken.
Forsaken! Forsaken! Mommy, forsaken, forsaken am I. I may not lead a happy life. I'm neither mermaid nor a woman. My love rejects me as his wife.
Vincent Fu is our pianist and has something to say about that. What's happening there, Vince?
Well, one of the main challenges of Opera for the Young in adapting operas for children is that we have to take these operas that are in excess of 3 hours and shorten them to 45 minutes.
Because the children would be adults by the end of the opera.
Precisely. The problem is, or one of the many problems, is that these operas have music through composed from beginning to end. So the music never stops. It's really a primary driving factor of the narrative. And so the story, if we were to try to include all of the music, there are so many narrative elements that need to be fleshed out. So our artistic director, Diane Gartnitti, and our music director at the time, Jeffrey Sykes, did a fabulous job of reconstructing a kid-friendly story, taking elements of the music that could probably be sacrificed in order, in the interest of time, to drive a story for the kids within a 45-minute time slot. So, unfortunately, what happens is a lot of our numbers necessarily need to get cut short, such as this one.
Happens all the time. Happened in Dvorak's time. Happens today, too. Well, now, before you take off, I assume you have a website where people can find out all of this information about Opera for the Young and your tours and your performances.
Yeah, we're available online at ofty.org, and you can also find us on Facebook, and we have Twitter as well.
It would have to be, wouldn't it? Well, thanks for stopping by. It's been a pleasure hearing these excerpts from this almost rediscovered opera by Dvorak. From Opera for the Young has been my guest.